Now you don't know me, but I'm an octopus. I live at the bottom of the ocean and I'm pretty nice. At least that's what Cindy says.
Cinder. Cinder.
All right then.
Cindy went down to the seashore with a note that she wrote with a crayon. She put that note in a bottle, then she put that bottle in her hand.
She put that bottle in her hand.
She threw that bottle as hard as she could, and she threw pretty good. That bottle was floating on the water like a piece of wood.
Take it up now, here, let me tell you about it.
Now the first to find himself the bottle was a long-whiskered dark brown seal. He put the whole thing in his mouth and said, "This don't taste like my kind of meal." Yeah,
this don't taste like my kind of meal.
Now the next one to find the bottle was an octopus who could read. And he said to himself, "This is real good news indeed."
Now this is a story about Cindy
and the octopus, if you don't mind.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now the note said, "I'm a girl named Cindy. I'm as lonesome as I can be. I'm just sitting on the edge of the water. I'm waiting for some company.
Waiting for some company."
And the octopus never swam so swiftly before. He was headed for the shore, thinking Cindy won't be lonesome anymore.
Girl, you will never be lonesome.
Cinder.
Cinder.
Oh, oh, Cinder.
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 Mmm, Cinder.
Take it down one time.
Now Cindy and the octopus played in the afternoon sun. When the octopus wrapped his tentacles around her, her loneliness was done.
Yes,
her loneliness was done.
And they saw each other so many times since that day. And what can I say? Cindy and the octopus are friends in every way. Cindy and the octopus are friends to this very day.
Woo!
Cindy's hair is red and the octopus is bald and gray.
Come on now, everybody.
Cindy.
Talking about a girl named Cindy. Talking about a girl named Cindy. Talking about a girl named Cindy. Talking about a girl named Cindy. Talking about a girl named Cindy.
Backside for it. It looks disgusting. It really does.
Talking about a